A word for you from John 16, verse 33, the first part. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. The Lord has been preparing his disciples for what was about to happen. His persecution, his having to go to the cross, his death, his rejection by everybody in Jerusalem, and the fact that they are going to themselves be persecuted. But also with it, his victory, and he has wonderful words of comfort. In verse 24, ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but I'll tell you plainly about the Father. He has wonderful words of comfort and reassurance, even though he speaks to them about the difficult things that are going to happen. And here he says, I've said all these things to you that in me you may have peace. The Lord will prepare you for whatever comes across your path, which he has arranged, by the way. He, our sovereign, loving God, has arranged for your life in his own wisdom and kindness. Don't think that when these things, whatever it is that comes upon you, that the Lord is therefore unkind, unloving, as if though the Lord has lost control of your particular situation. No, the Lord wants you to have peace in him. Listen to his words when he speaks to you. His words are the most powerful instrument, the scriptures, the Bible, his words speaking to you by the power of the Holy Spirit into your heart. They bring you peace even before difficult situations happen to you. And the Lord wants you to walk and abide in that peace. Notice also that he says, in me you may have peace. It's not just his words, but in the Lord himself. Just a chapter before this, the Lord speaks in that great chapter about abiding in him. There is no fruit, no success, no blessing outside of Jesus Christ. Only in him can you have peace. So don't disassociate his words from him. In fact, if you don't listen to his words as if though it's something separate, you need to then realize that you're going to find yourself in deep trouble, as if though his words are something floating in the air. But no, his words are part of him. Jesus is known as the Word. He is the Word that has been there from the beginning. There was no beginning, so to say. He has always been there. He is the Word of God.